Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Emmanuel Macron is at the Mer de Glace in the Mont Blanc. The president is in Haute-Savoie to talk about the environment and the fight against global warming. The fight of the century, according to him. The Mer de Glace diminishes by 8 to 10 meters per year and has lost about 2 kilometers since 1850. Édouard Philippe met with social partners in Matignon this morning to discuss the pension reform. After the meeting, unions denounced a blocking of employers' organizations as far as the pénibilité of the future system goes. This pension reform continues to divide. According to a new IFOP poll, 2 out of 3 French people are in favor of a referendum. 12 years since the unemployment rate had not been this low in France. The rate has dropped by 0.4 points and reached 8.1% of the workforce in the fourth quarter of 2019. One of the reasons for this good result is the creation of 210,000 jobs in the private sector last year. May 5th may become a day without any professional soccer games. The measure has just been voted in the National Assembly in tribute to the 18 dead and thousands of people injured at the Furiani Stadium on May 5, 1992 in Corsica. The bill was adopted at first reading almost unanimously and will now be examined by the Senate. On the field, the quarterfinal of the Coupe de France takes place this evening. At 9, Épinal, a National 2 team, receives Saint-Étienne. And the Biathlon World Championship begins in Antholz in Italy. Norway dominated in the mixed relay disputed this afternoon. Disappointment for the French team led by Martin Fourcade, associated with Julia Simon, Justine Brezaz, and Quentin Fillon-Maillet, who finished 7th. And then there are only 4 departments in the Northwest under orange weather alert as the storm Inès approaches: the Eure and Seine-Maritime for flooding, Seine-Maritime, Somme, and Pas-de-Calais for wave submersion. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.